Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Robin Witten is with me. She is the founder of Audiophile, and she started off on a very high note on Monday with an audiobook about Chinese food. So what do you have for us?
Well, here we are again, but today's audiobook is a real high note because we are going to be talking about Diva by Daisy Goodwin, read by Lorelei King. And we are going to be talking about Maria Callas, the amazing opera star who for really generations, she had the most important voice of opera.
Indeed she did. And Daisy Goodwin is the author of Victoria and creator of the PBS show Victoria. So she knows a thing or two about famous women in history.
That's true. And I think this is kind of fun because it's a fictional biography.
It's historical fiction.
And it is full of wonderful characters because Maria Callas had a very an incredible career in opera where she sang all over the world and was in great demand. And then she had a very tempestuous love affair with Aristotle Onassis for years and years. And so her world was populated with the most glamorous and notorious people, including Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, yachts in the Mediterranean and all over the Greek Isles, and elaborate parties. So it's full of all of that part of the story, which makes it very fun. And Lorelei King brings this to us in an amazing way.
Well, Lorelei King, anybody who has listened to Janet Ivanovich knows Lorelei King, because she has not narrated all of them, but she's narrated like most of them.
Yes.
And Janet Ivanovich is incredibly prolific, so.
Well, I knew her for the Stephanie Plum titles, mm-hmm. but I don't know that I had heard Lorelei in too many other things. I mean, she's done fantasy and science fiction and fiction, but I so enjoyed how she created the voices and the ambiance for the style of all of these characters here, the glamour. And of course, I have to say that it is quite sad also, because not only did Maria Callas have her heart broken, but there's a lot of really kind of tabloid worthy activities going on that were always a scandal. Maria Callas was a victim of, you know, great expectations and her great career, which was, you know, sort of tragic in her later years as well.
I have a two-track question, and both of them are about accents. First of all, Maria Callas, as you said, she just traveled around the world. How was Lorelei with all those different accents?
Oh, she was wonderful. She was truly wonderful and very subtle, but she, you know, she gave the characters different accents, but they really were so natural for the personality that we were hearing about and the characters and what they did. And it all seemed to work so well.
Well, let's hear a little, shall we?
Yes. I think the clip I've selected is actually about Maria's voice and her original opera voice teacher, Elvira. And she's talking to her about preserving her voice.
Okay. This is Diva. It's written by Daisy Goodwin and read by Lorelei King.
Of all Elvira's pupils, Maria was always the first to arrive and the last to leave. Even if her own lesson had finished, she would sit through all of Elvira's classes, hoping to learn something. She wanted to be the best singer that Elvira had ever taught. Now she looked crestfallen.
Did I embarrass you?
Elvira shook her head. My concern is for you, Maria. A voice like yours must be looked after. It is a precious gift. Don't waste it singing in the snow. Right now, you are young, and you think that your voice will always do anything you want. I used to think that too, but it won't be like that forever. The more you protect it now, the longer it will last.
She does that accent really, really well, but I also thought she was really convincing using that young voice to portray Maria as a kid.
Yeah, it's she's just very, very good with these accents. As, you know, all of the other things we've heard Lorelai record and narrate, you know, she always is great with accents. And
so come on, some more historical fiction from Lorelai King, yeah?
I think so.
So that is Diva by Daisy Goodwin, read by Lorelai King. Thank you so much, Robin. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Great, Joe. Thank you.
The Lost Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Bellarini, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. And don't forget to go to audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for literally hundreds of audiobooks, so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.